Title: Medicaid and Health Equity, CalAIM's Bold Experiment. Content: More than 13 million people were enrolled in Medi-Cal in California in September 2021, making it the largest Medicaid program in the nation. In December 2021, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, approved the California Department of Healthcare Services, DHCS, request for a 5-year extension of its Medicaid Section 1115 demonstration and a 5-year extension of its Medicaid Managed Care Section 1915B waiver. These Medicaid waivers are part of the California Advancing and Innovating Medi-Cal, CalAIM, initiative which was launched in January 2022 to provide aid to California's most vulnerable residents and to provide more equitable programs and access statewide. CalAIM seeks to build upon the County-Based Whole Person Care, WPC, and Plan-Based Health Homes Program, HHP, pilots to focus on social determinants of health to address the health needs of individuals experiencing homelessness, behavioral health care access, children with complex medical conditions, the growing number of justice-involved populations who have significant clinical needs, and seniors and individuals living with disabilities. It envisions enhanced coordination, integration, and information exchange among managed care plans, MCPs, physical, behavioral, community-based, and social service providers, and county agencies. In 2015, DHCS launched the WPC pilots as part of its Medi-Cal 2020 Section 1115 demonstration. It was a $3 billion Medicaid Section 1115A waiver demonstration project that tested patient-centered interventions in which eligible beneficiaries received care coordination and other services through partnerships of county health agencies, Medicaid MCPs, community-based providers, and other public agencies. Pilots had the flexibility to tailor their programs based on regional needs and availability of resources and were encouraged to develop data-sharing infrastructure for effective coordination and tracking of progress. In 2018, DHCS also launched the HHP pilot. The HHP served eligible Medi-Cal managed care plan members with complex medical needs and chronic conditions who could benefit from intensive care management and coordination. The HHP provided 6 core services: comprehensive care management, care coordination, physical health, behavioral health, community-based long-term services, health promotion, comprehensive transitional care, individual and family support, and referral to community and social support services, including housing. Both programs have seen early success. For WPC, in 2020, DHCS released findings that the emergency department visit rate of enrollees had decreased from 214 to 181 visits per 1,000 members. Inpatient utilization rate had decreased from 75 to 59 visits per 1,000 members. And justice-involved individuals experienced a 29% increase in controlling of their blood pressure. Similarly, for HHP, the emergency department visit rate of enrollees decreased from 404 to 285 visits per 1,000 members. Inpatient utilization rate had decreased from 134 to 91 visits per 1,000 members after a year of the program. And the rate of initiation and engagement of substance abuse treatment increased significantly for HHP enrollees from 45% to 55%. Consequently, these results directly influenced the design of CalAIM. CalAIM has established an Enhanced Care Management, ECM, benefit, which provides intensive whole-person care management and coordination to address the clinical and non-clinical needs of Medi-Cal members with complex needs. ECM benefits are administered by MCPs. Plans identify members in each of the ECM target populations and assign them to ECM providers responsible for conducting outreach and for coordinating and managing care across a broad spectrum of physical, behavioral, and social service providers. ECM will be accounted for in MCP capitation rates, meaning that once the program is fully implemented, MCPs must provide the benefit to members if they request it. If successfully implemented, ECM will ensure that enrollees with complex needs are identified and engaged by someone who understands their goals, develops a plan in partnership with them and their providers, and actively connects them with the clinical and non-clinical services and resources that help them meet those goals. DHCS has designated a dozen specific populations of focus as PDF for the ECM benefit, and managed care plans can add to that list at th.